look who we have here. It's all of us again. How you guys doing? My name's Robin. As you may or may not know, I'm an artist. This podcast is called Me Reading Stuff. Who's it for? Are you wondering? Are you in the right place? If you're a newcomer, welcome. Hey, you got some self-hatred? Join the club, Jimmy. We're all working on that stuff here at Me Reading Stuff. You ever read something that made you want to die, made you cry, made you make some sweet apple pie, made you feel real sly, made you scream, made you foam at the mouth, made you throw your rice bowl across the sushi bar, made you puke your godfather's pizza out? Well, me too. I really have thrown up my godfather's pizza once. No kidding. It changed my entire life for the worst, that event. But that's another story. I'll have to tell you about that some other time. We here at Me Reading Stuff, we're working hard at just getting by. We don't overshoot it. We're not hanging from chandeliers. Anyway, what I do is I read you something in hopes it will trigger something good and nice and positive and inspiring for you. And when it doesn't, because you're gracious, you forgive me and we both go about our business. And we hope for the best the following week. Sorry, I kind of stopped talking because my pants are too tight right now. It's making for a rough start to the day. Let's get right to it, though. We're going to start reading because I'm excited about what we're reading today. I'm going to be reading, finally, David Markson, New York novelist, born in 1927, passed away in 2010 in his own bed. In, I think, The Village in New York City. You may know him. He's best known for his novel that came out at some point in the 80s called Wittgenstein's Mistress. If you're a David Foster Wallace fan, you definitely know it. And my good friend DW. There's a lot of D's in this intro to David Markson. DW, thank you. He's the one who encouraged me to read this book. I mean, that was a year ago or so, and I've just been waiting for the right moment. This book is called This Is Not a Novel. It is a counterpoint book published in 2001. And right here on the cover it says, no one but Beckett can be quite as sad and funny at the same time as Markson can. That is by the great Ann Beatty. Beatty? I say Beatty, but am I just going with Warren Beatty's pronunciation? Ann Beatty. I feel like I've heard people say Beatty. I'm so sorry, everybody, and I'm sorry, Ann Beatty, Beatty. And I'm sorry, David Markson. What's wrong with me? Why don't I plan this shit out? I do. I try to, you guys. I really do. But also, oftentimes I'm sitting here, and I like this to be organic, so I should post somewhere a photo of what these desks that I have in my studio look like. And I always keep a rotation going, and I also keep my very, very favorite books near me at all times in here. So I kind of just reach for stuff. But the thing about this book, I don't know how to describe it exactly. It's known to be sort of genreless, although it is considered a novel. But remember, it's called This Is Not a Novel. So it's a novel. Even within the text, it refers to itself as a novel, an epic poem, an opera, a classic tragedy, an autobiography, and then mural, a verbal fugue. And it's basically a list. So a lot of us love lists, me included, but it's more than that, and I feel like I'm going to do it a disservice if I try to analyze what it is, because that's not the point. Let me go ahead and start. I'm just picking some pages to read that I love the most. I have them all marked here. Okay. The Hebrew in Exodus 34, 29 through 30 translates literally to say that after Moses came down from Sinai for the second time, the skin on his face sent forth beams, meaning it shone. A mistranslation in the Latin Vulgate said he was horned, ergo Michelangelo, and cetera. Rameau died of typhoid fever, Lovis Corinth. Rilke wrote Standing Up. Lewis Carroll wrote Standing Up. Thomas Wolfe wrote Standing Up. Robert Lowell and Truman Capote wrote Lying Down. Writer is sitting. Jens Peter Jacobsen died of tuberculosis. Balzac often worked for 16 or 18 hours consecutively, generally beginning at midnight, awash in coffee. Gibbon died of infectious complications from hydrocele. Contemporary architecture is basically a bore. Writer sometimes also talks to himself, as did Yeats even walking down the streets of Dublin. mad as the mist and snow. Writer sitting and or talking to himself, being no more than renewed verification that he exists. In a book without characters. As noted, not being a character, but the author here. We are and we are not, said Heraclitus. Even with innumerable obvious likes and or dislikes and certain self-evident preoccupations. How frequently was Anon? A woman? Marcel Duchamp died of prostate cancer. Already condemned by lung cancer, Duke Ellington died of pneumonia. The word ghetto originally meant foundry, until the Jews of Venice were forced to live on an island that had previously been the site of one. Knowledge is not intelligence, Heraclitus additionally said. Thales, solving the height of the pyramids, simply by measuring their shadows precisely when his own shadow matched his height. The legend that as young man Leonardo was so strong he could straighten a horseshoe with his bare hands. Robert Capa was killed by a landmine in Vietnam. Fray Louis de Leon, returning to a Salamanca classroom after 5 years of imprisonment by the Inquisition, as I was saying, hey, Dad, hot this for me, please. A tavern chair is the throne of human felicity, Johnson said. Disgusting eating habits, there or elsewhere, Boswell says, Johnson had. Raoul Dahl died of leukemia. There can be no doubt that there is something peculiar in the condition of the English retina, said Taine, viewing a first exhibition of pre-Raphaelite art. I hear a white horse on the way. Oh, let's pause just for a second. Go forward. Let me see what other... One more page. No one ever put up a statue of a critic, said Sibelius. Hold on. Sorry. I can't get to it. Elderly, shabby, obscure, disreputable, pursued by debts, with only a noisy tenement room to work in, being a description by Gerald Brennan of the man who was writing Don Quixote. The apparent evidence that two of Cervantes' sister and a niece and his illegitimate daughter became prostitutes, and in the very period of the book's first success, Frida Kahlo's affair with Leon Trotsky, the best French novelist of their era, Gide, called Simenon, leaving moot the question of which of the man's more than 500 novels he had in mind. Stop pawing me, she said, you old headless horseman, Ichabod Crane. Rilke was devoted to polishing furniture. Jackson Pollock baked pies. Origen castrated himself. No artist tolerates reality, Camus said. Virgil spent 7 years writing the Georgics, meaning an average of one line per day. Pablo Neruda died of leukemia. So this is how the book goes. I hope you enjoyed that. Another thing I wanted to mention about Markson is how much I like his voice. I like the way he talks. And as usual, I'm going to direct you to the Bookworm interview that I like with him, KCRW's Bookworm, with Michael Silverblatt. So you guys, you're on the right path. I'm going to close this out here.
Well, before I do, I can't even believe this just happened, but I didn't have my mic plugged in. I don't even know how this recorded. I was noticing, like, something doesn't seem right. I don't know what it is. I just didn't plug my mic into my computer. So my apologies for the shitty sound quality. Oh, my God. You guys, you know what? This has been a rough week for me. It's been very, 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 very busy, and I'm just not 100%. Okay. I just want you guys to know, here's some things you can do that we just learned in Markson's This Is Not a Novel. Polish the furniture. Bake some pies. Write one line per day. Put the coffee on. Don't make a statue of a critic. Make a statue of your mom. That was not in the book, but I recommend it. What if you made a statue of your mom's best friend from childhood? Get out some Play-Doh. Do that for me. Take a photo of it. Hit me up on Instagram and Twitter at @robyn_oneil. Thank you so much for your iTunes reviews. You guys, that's how this podcast gets to continue. If you get on there and you just give me a review and a star rating, I would appreciate it so much. Thank you to those of you who have done so. Another thing we need to remember that we learned in Markson's novel is we're all going to die. With that, I leave you guys to yourself. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful weekend. I love you guys, and I am so sorry for just everything I've done wrong to you. I'm sorry. All right. Bye-bye, everybody.